A New York State assemblyman is calling for a moratorium on sewage sludge facilities in New York. Last year, Canadian waste treatment technology company Listec International filed a proposal to build a sewage processing facility in Montgomery County at the Glen Canal View Business Park on Route 5S. The town of Glen, rich in agriculture, includes a large Amish community among its population of 2,500, according to the town's website. Steve Hellman is with Citizens Against Local Landfills, or CALL.
This is a community-wide issue. The plans for this plant would be to import sewage sludge from up to 150 miles away and then redistribute it once they've treated it.
If approved by the town planning board, the operation would bring approximately 150,000 tons of sewage into Glen a year for conversion into biosolid fertilizer. Assemblyman Angelo Santa Barbara represents the 111th District. A civil engineer by trade, the Democrat says the proposed plant is a public health concern. He says he pulled and researched maps, including the United States Geological Survey mapping of the area, which he points out includes a freshwater source underneath the business park.
The project site is located on top of an aquifer that runs through Montgomery County. A significant source of water, and the way this company operates is the sewage sludge that's imported in, that's transported in, would be contained on site up to 75,000 tons, which is six months' worth of sewage that would be coming in out of the 150,000 tons.
The aquifer is less than a mile from the Mohawk River. Santa Barbara says the conversion process involves potentially dangerous materials, including human waste, farm animal waste, and food waste, such as yogurt byproducts. Although Listec's initial application was rejected in March, the following month, CALL filed a lawsuit against the town of Glen, which says the planning board failed to use proper procedure when it changed zoning regulations that expanded allowable users for land in the business park. CALL spokesperson Stella Gittles tells WNYT,
"There's not another facility like this one in the entire United States. So really, we'd be guinea pigs."
Meantime, Santa Barbara worries about odors the plant would produce and what could happen if there was a leak under the facility.
The liner that holds this sewage sludge must be inspected for cracks and for leaks and for tears. Any leaks that come through that liner could contaminate that aquifer and the water source and any nearby neighboring wells supplying water to local residents. It's a very big concern. It's a big red flag for me. This site is just not a good site to locate this facility, and that's why I've called for this moratorium. I've written a letter to DEC to investigate and review and get more information on this type of operation to see if we want any plants, any sewage processing plants like this, not just here, but anywhere in New York State.
Hellman says CALL has been in touch with residents of a Canadian town where a similar plant has been built.
They complained about odor. One of our village trustees went to a facility that's not quite the same. It's a little different in California, but it would handle the same amount of biosolids. There were complaints about the odor from 5 to 7 miles from the plant.
Listec, which has not returned calls for comment from WAMC, had previously asserted that its plan and process is organic and safe. On YouTube, the company states it fosters responsible use of biosolids and is committed to helping the environment. The DEC emailed a statement in response to a request for comment, quote, "The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation has not received an application for this proposed project. The town of Glen has assumed the role of lead agency under the State Environmental Quality Review Act. DEC subjects all applications to a rigorous review to ensure projects have no impact on public health or the environment." Copies of Santa Barbara's letters to Listec and the DEC are posted at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.